The Gemara Masechet Kuf Aleph Amud Aleph says that you make Kiddush on Shabbos in Shul to be motzi others who will be eating and drinking in Shul. That's what the Gemara says, or before Pesach, so we should quote from Masechet. However, the Rishonim on that Gemara, and the Rishonim here in our Gemara, in the Megillah Chav Ches, are very bothered, because our Gemara is very clear in saying you may not eat or drink in Shul. So how is it that they're making Kiddush in Shul, and you're making Kiddush for other people in Shul, you can't eat or drink in Shul? And certainly we need to get back at the very end to what's become the minhag in our Shul the last few months of serving Shal Shudas in Shul, and how that comes back around to defend this practice. So how do we explain the contradictions in the Gemaras? The Tshuvas HaGaonim, Tosas here in Megillah, Tosas in Sachem and other places, suggests that when it says Beis HaKnesses, it means the social hall, but not the actual sanctuary. That's what it means. It wasn't in the sanctuary, but it was in a room next to the shul. The Ramban, the Rashba say, there was a heter that was given for the aniyim, for those who were poor, who needed to eat from the communal meals in shul, and they had a special exemption from them. They also suggest that it was only speaking about the shuls of Bavel that were built al tznai on condition, as we saw, but for use as a sudas mitzvah. Maybe in Eretz Yisrael, they would not do such things to make a kiddush in shul. And the Ramban also suggests that feeding guests is a tzarach harabim. It's something that's needed for the people, and the people of the city have to feed them, and therefore it was allowed in the shuls as well. However, many Rishonim, and this seems to be the approach we're going to have to go with, holds that a sudas mitzvah, like sudas Shabbos, as they were talking about, can be eaten in shul at all times. The law of not eating in a shul doesn't apply to a sudas mitzvah. And the source is the Yerushalmi in the beginning of Pesachim and in the end of Sanhedrin that says they would eat the sudas ibr chodesh. Whenever they would add on a leap year, and some girsa say they would add on either the day of the month, whatever it was, and they were still doing kiddush al piriya, using the moon in the shul, they would have a suda there. And it seems that the above Tosos doesn't agree, because Tosos in our daf cites the Yerushalmi about the sudas ibr chodesh, the suda that was made for adding a leap year, and yet they say that the suda was only eaten in a different room. They know the Yerushalmi, and still they say that they ate that suda in honor of the leap year in a different room. And it seems to be that Tosos holds that the suda of a mitzvah is not enough. So what do we do at the end of the day? The Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Kufnun Aleph Sif Dalid, that for a mitzvah, you're allowed to eat in a shul. And that's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Comes the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham in Sif Katan Hay, in the Siman Kuf Nun Aleph, and he cites the Hagos Rabbeinu Peretz on the smack in Sif Vav, who says that the Sudas Mitzvah is allowed as long as there's no Kalas Rosh. You can have a Sudas Mitzvah in a shul. That's fine. In the sanctuary. As long as everybody behaves themselves. In addition, it has to be very simple foods. Bread and kitnios. Beans, lentils, and bread. No sushi, nothing else like that. Has to be very simple foods. The Machatzis HaShekel on the Magen Avraham understands that the Magen Avraham holds that a Suda Gadol is not allowed, but a Suda Katan, something small for a mitzvah, is allowed. But if it's a Suda Gadol, even for a Suda's mitzvah, even if it was a blowout bar mitzvah kiddush and a bo bayom, certainly a sudas mitzvah, but it was gadol, it was more than just something small, that would not be allowed to have in a sanctuary itself. The Prima Gadim and Sifkat and Hey and the Aruch HaShulchan argue as to whether you can have a siyam asechta with a large suda in shul. That they discuss, can you have a siyam, a suda for a siyam in shul as well. The minag should be, certainly by when they have a suda for the Bechorim or after a fast, something like that, it should be served outside of the shul, if possible, not in the shul, if you can arrange that. However, the Maharsham writes in the Das Torah here in our Siman, shows from a number of Rishonim that because they allow eating Sudas Shabbos in shul, that if you can have a Suda Gadola, if you can have a Suda Shabbos, and a Suda Shabbos we're never told in any form to ever hold back from what we serve by a Suda, by a meal on Shabbos, you can have a Suda Gadol as well, and therefore you can have a Suda Gadol in Shul, if it is a Sudas Mitzvah for the sake of a Mitzvah. In addition, Rav Yaakov Emden, the Mora Kutzi, understands that Rabbeinu Peretz only had an issue with a Suda with Kalas Rosh. If it's a Sudas Mitzvah, people will be Kalas Rosh, acting with too much frivolity, and the example Rav Yaakov Emden gives is men and women together at the Suda, then that's a problem. But there's nothing wrong with the Suda's mitzvah that is a Suda Gedola. So we have a machlokas. On one hand, the Magen Avraham and his base medrash saying you can have a Suda's mitzvah if it is small. On the other hand, Rabbi Yaakov Emden saying you can have a Suda's mitzvah even if it is going to be big. So the Tzitz Eliezer and Chelik Yadalad allows any size Suda's mitzvah in a shul as long as there's no alcohol. This is also the opinion of Rav Yosef Zachariah Stern, the Rav of Shevel, and the Zecher Yehosef in Simenon Aleph. And the minhag is to be lenient for a Suda's mitzvah in a shul. And this is the opinion of the Makor Chaim, Rav Yair Bacharach, in his quoting the Malos Hamidos as well. So the minhag seems to be allow a Suda's mitzvah in the shul. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Chaf says that the minhag is to allow a see a masechta in shul if there's no other location for it. I mean, if the only place you can have the Suda is in the shul, you can have a Suda for a Siyam HaSachta in the shul, in the sanctuary itself. Rav Avadi Yosef in the Abi Omer Chelek Yud Nor HaChaim Yisim Yadalad allows having Shal Shudas in the shul, Lechadchila, and this is based on the above Shitos combined with the fact that it's Tzorchei Rambam. In addition, some Achronim say Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is Midarabbanan, which is the aspect of there being a Tznai, and if you say Divrei Torah Shal Shudas, then it's certainly allowed. There's a piece from the Stei Chemet. So the Stei Chemet writes in the Ma'areches Beis HaKnesses in Simen Mem, and he wonders, what is with the Ashkenazim? They have Yurtzeit, they come to shul, and they put down on the table, right in the back of the shul, where we're sitting, they put down schnapps, and they put down kichel, they put down cake, and they put down all sorts of herring and all sorts of things. He says, what's with the Ashkenazim serving food and kiddush in a shul? How could that be okay? Who cares if it's a Yurtzeit? He says, it's true that there's a tikkun for the neshama of the deceased by saying brachos and amen, but there's no real foundation for the minhag. What's the hetzer to come? It's not a sudas mitzvah to serve schnapps at 7 o'clock in the morning. It's not a sudas mitzvah to have herring and cookies. It's a tikkun for the neshama, but it's not a sudas mitzvah. What's the hetzer? And he leaves as a tzarech in on the Ashkenazim, who do such a thing. In addition, he says that there's a concern that it will lead to kalas rosh, the drinking of alcohol. So the Har Tzvi in Or HaChaim Chelek Aleph Siman Ayin Gimel was also against this practice as well. So even of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, they were against it. However, comes the Or HaChaim of Spinka in Kufnun Aleph, and he writes that there's the minhag of Tzadikei Hador, the most righteous people of the generation, since the Beis Medrash was built with the understanding of having a Yurtzeit Kiddush there, and therefore the minhag amongst the Ashkenazim, going back generations, is to have the Yurtzeit Kiddush in the shul with the schnapps and the kichel and the herring, and that is the minhag in many places, including our holy Beis Medrash as well. Just regarding Shal Shudas, so in addition to Rav Avadia Yosef, the Chuvas van Hagos in Chelek Aleph in Kufnun Ches allow Shal Shudas in the Beis HaKnesses, as does the Stei Chemet, as does the Mahar Sham in the Das Torah, as does the Karen the David. And combining all these factors, that Shal Shudas is a Sudas Mitzvah, and we say Divrei Torah there, and we do not serve alcohol by Shal Shudas, certainly combined with that, though, needs to be a recognition of Kalas Rosh. We're still in a shul, and there still is an Aron Kodesh, and certainly all those things are there, but there needs to be a certain level of seriousness if you're going to have Shal Shudas in a shul, and people should be aware of that as well. Just to note, and just to end with this, the Rav Tzadok HaKohen always likes to point out why certain halachos are found in certain masechtos. There are certain reasons why they end up over there. They don't seem to be connected. So most famously, for example, he wants to know how come the Gemaras of Kamps and Bar Kamps and the Churban HaBayis are in Masechus Gittin. And he says it's obvious because the Churban HaBayis was a get from Hashem to Klal Yisrael. It was a breaking away and a separation between the two, and therefore it appears in Gittin. So he says, how come all of the laws of Hilchos Beis HaKnesses are in Masechus Megillah? They should be in Masechus Brachos. That's where I would have put them, he says. Why is it Masechus Megillah? So he explains that until we show a Kadosh Baruch Hu that we can take care of our Mikdash Ma'at and show kavod and respect for the small Beis HaMikdash, only then will be able to defeat Amalek and defeat that which is keeping us from the real Beis HaMikdash and be able to sit and to serve and rebuild the Beis HaMikdash in its proper time. And therefore it's in Masechus Megillah, because Megillah is the story of Haman Amalek and the never-ending battle of when Hashem's glory will be revealed and he'll sit on his kisei hakavod, and Hashem's light will be throughout the world, that will only be realized, and Amalek will be defeated when we train ourselves and improve our own respect for the Mikdash Ma'at and improve our Kedushas Beis HaKnesses.